Audio Renaissance presents The Codex by Douglas Preston. Read for you by Scott Sowers.
Tom Broadbent turned the last corner of the winding drive and found his two brothers already waiting at the great iron gates of the Broadbent compound. Philip, irritated, was knocking the dottle out of his pipe on one of the gateposts while Vernon gave the buzzer a couple of vigorous presses. The house stood beyond them, silent and dark, rising from the top of the hill like some pasha's palace, its clerestories, chimneys, and towers gilded in the rich afternoon light of Santa Fe, New Mexico. "It's not like Father to be late," said Philip. He slipped the pipe between his white teeth. He gave the buzzer a stab of his own. Philip looked pretty much the same. Briar pipe, sardonic eye, cheeks well-shaved and aftershaved, hair brushed straight back from a tall brow, gold watch winking at the wrist, dressed in gray worsted slacks and navy jacket. His English accent seemed to have gotten a shade plummier. Vernon, on the other hand, in his gaucho pants, sandals, long hair and beard, looked uncannily like Jesus Christ. "He's playing another one of his games with us," said Vernon. Philip turned to Tom. "And how are things, Tom, out there among the Indians?"